Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Tzadikim in Sanhedrin. Again, Le'ilui Nishmas Mordechai Ben Yechiel Meir. Yesterday we left off, fourth line. Amar of Tanchum Barachaniloi. Shoshi Yotze Chananiah, Mishael V'Zariah, Mekivshaneish. When the three great prophets, Chananiah, Mishael V'Zariah, left from, when they walked out of the furnace, alive and unsinged, Bo Kolom Sum of Tafel Son of Israel Pneim. All the nations of the world came and spat at or smote the Jews, so to speak, on their face, like they spit on Amrulam. Yeshchem Allah, because those you have a god like this, Ba'at Mishtachim Letzelem, and you're bound down to an idol. They struck the Jews. Said, you fools. Most of the Jews were following Avodah Zarah. So the Goyim said to them, you've got a God that saves your prophets from the fire. You know, as you can perform miracles, what are you bowing down to an Avodah Zarah for? Miyad Paschu V'Amru, then they said, oh, Lachash. It's a way of putting the curse on the others. You know, like, you know, we find that, of course, in Shmos, when it says, V'nil Chambanu, the Jewish said, V'Allah Min Ara. It's like, you know, like, well, meaning that means he'll kick us out. So you say it on the other guy. The curse is on the other guy. Sanhedrin, you know, he means the Jews. They kick the Jews on the face, or spat at him, as we'll see. So right away, Miad plus Chavramru, so when they heard that, they said, L'cha Hashem at Tzedakah, you're right. Hashem, righteousness is to you. V'lona Bosh is upon him. Kayyam Azer, at this day, we are embarrassed. Because look, we've been bowing down to gods, and look how great you are. I said, I will go up on the day tree, Oksub Sansinov. I will grab its boughs, I will grab its branches. I thought that, you know, that the Yisrael, which is compared to a tamar, to a day tree, I'll go up in there and there'll all be great branches there. I thought that all be good guys, so to speak, but all I found is like one branch, the branch of Chananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I saw at night, I saw this night, and it was a man riding on a red horse, and he was standing among the myrtles, Ashir and Sula, in the depths. What's it referring to? My Raisi Alayla, Bikash Kashbach Alapas Kolagolam Kul Alayla. Hashem wanted to turn the whole world, to destroy the world, to turn it all into night, you know, to make the nuclear winter. V'hinei ish rochev, and there was a man riding, Ein ish l'kodesh baruch hu. Ish refers to God, shenemar Hashem, ish milchama Hashem shmo. Al sus edem, on a red horse. What does that mean? Bikesh kodesh baruch hu lafas kolam kol adam. He wanted to turn the whole world into blood because of the evil that took place. Kivim shem shtaka b'chananiah mishael v'zariah, once he saw these three great tzaddikim, his mind cooled off. Shemar, v'hu omei ben ha'adasim, he stung among the myrtles, asher b'msula, in the depths. Ein adasim el tzaddikim, myrtles refers to righteous people. Shemar, v'hiim omei es hadasa, he wears hadasa, meaning she was a righteous woman. That's, of course, hadasa, which is Esther. V'hiim metzula ela bavel, in the depths means in bavel, meaning it refers to the Chananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, with the tzaddikim in bavel. Metzula means bavel. Shemar, ha'omer letzula harvi, he tells Sula, the deep country. Bavel was always considered to be very wet. It was a low-lying area where all the waters came down to. So he told that area, Chavi, dry up. You know, Sarachavish, I will dry up your rivers. Yad, right after that, once he cooled off, Malayim Rogas Nasim Srogam, the water was full of anger, meaning Hashem turned colored, meaning he cooled off a little bit, and then Baduim Nasalavadim, and then once he was red, he became white also. In other words, he turned from red, from anger, to being cooled off. You see from here that if you see a white horse in your dream, that's a good sign. It doesn't mean that you're seeing the Lone Ranger. It means that it's a good sign that a white horse means Hashem has cooled off. He's not angry anymore. Anger is a sign of a red face, or a red horse. A white horse is a good sign. We all have heard the famous story of Chananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, how they survived the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar's furnace, right? That the Kivshan Ha'esh, they walked out of there unscathed. Well, where did they go afterwards? No mention is made of them subsequent. Chananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, after they left the after they left the furnace, they're never mentioned again in the Torah. What happened to them? Where'd they go? Whatever happened to those guys? People looked at them with such wonderment that they walked out of the furnace alive, that they got an iron horror and they died. The fact that they died in the spit. We said before that the Goyim laughed at him and said, you have such a God and you worship idols. So they spat at him. So they drowned in the spit. Marsha says doesn't mean literally in a ton of spit, but it means out of the shame, and it was in order to avoid their survival, so to speak, shamed the rest of Israel. So in order to avoid further shame to Israel, they died away. They went up to Eretz Yisrael, and also Nashim, they got married, but Ludi Bonim Bonus, they gave birth. Blazer says, in other words, this machlokes with Rav and Shmuel is really a machlokes from Rabbi Blazer, says, by and Ram Esu, Rabbi Shoma Baruch Tevu, they died, so to speak, like in the shame. Machacham Mamu, Orule Eretz Yisrael, and also Nashim, and Ludi Bonim Bonus. Shemar, she says, it says, Shmana Yeshua Gorogoro, Hero, Yeshua, come, God, Atav Re'echa Yoshua Fenecha, you and your friends sitting with you, Kianshe Mofes Hema, they are men of wonderment. Ezra Nashim Shanasla Mofes, who are the people who wonder was done to? Havayomer Zechanani Mishor Azaya. Excuse me. That's Chanani Mishor Azaya, who were people of wonder was done to them. The Daniel also. Where did Daniel go to? Daniel was also at that era. Amrav, in other words, he was sent away. Rashi says, his friends were Mishal Vazayah. When the three of them were thrown into the fire, he wasn't thrown with them. Where was he? So the difference of opinion is Rav says, Lamechra Nahara Rabba Betferia. He went to dig out the Kinneret, the big river in Tferia. That's where he was given that mission at that time. By Lach Balotzi, that's fair. Another one to make him out in some say to dig an R in the mountain. Shmuel Amar Lasuri Bizra Daspasta. He was sent by the king to bring seed, grass seed for fodder for the animals. That's what they knew. That's what he was sent. There he was sent to Rebbech Amar Lasuri Chazir Alexander from Mitzrayim. He was sent to bring the famous pigs of Mitzrayim. You've heard of the Alexandrian horses, you know, the famous horses, the part of the Persian horses. So he was sent to bring out pigs from Mitzrayim, because they were the best pigs there, and normally they didn't let them out. He's at Sahakri Baram Vatudis Rofay Amar, ain't part of a Chazer Yotzim Alexandrum Mitzrayim, Shein Chotchona Aim Shabbat. So Machlokis, you cut out the womb of an animal, of a cow, or of a Chazir, is an animal a Trefa. So Tudis Rofay says it's not a Trefa, because you see that when Egypt exported cows and pigs, which were very high, very well bred in Mitzrayim, and they didn't want to give this breeding to other countries. Right? So what would they do? They would cut out the womb. So what do you see over here? What do you mean he went to bring Chazer from Alexander and Mitzrayim so they could be bred, let's say, in Bavel? They didn't let him out. The answer is, Bishvish lo telet, because they shouldn't be able to give birth. You find the same thing, that the French don't let out certain vines so that they could keep the thing there. That's how I think the whole wine industry started here, is that one of the famous Jewish wine vintners snuck some vines out of France and brought it to Israel. Same thing, you know, the Russians with the sables, and, you know, countries protect certain things and they don't let them out. So the answer is Zitri, I see, brought small ones below the diet, but very small pigs. Nobody thought that they were going to raise them and breed them, etc., outside. So he got away with some small ones in his suitcase that nobody paid attention to. They let it get past the X-ray machine. Parabon. Shoshay Bosa Eitzah. Three people were in that Eitzah. And that's the Eitzah of putting them into the Shalach Mishim, of sending Daniel away. When Chanai and Mishal Zayah went into the furnace, three people were involved in that idea. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. Those are the three. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel himself, and Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Menezel, Daniel, Miracha, the low limit was Chus Eisnasa. You don't want to say, the people shouldn't say that it's in his Chus that the Chanani, Mishal, and Zayah were saved. As we'll see later on, Daniel was greater than them in certain aspects. So people shouldn't say they were saved because of Daniel, so send them away from here. Daniel, Menezel, Miracha, the low, the Kayimbi, So he says, I'm going away because I don't want that to be fulfilled with me, the following words, see Leil Tishrafum Beish. Daniel knew that Nebuchadnezzar had bowed down to Daniel, considered him a god. He says, I don't want to be a god over here. I'm running away, I'll go, you know, I'll take that mission to go get the animal fodder, like he said. Nebuchadnezzar, Yazo Daniel Me'acha, I want to go to Lelimei, Kaya Lelai Benora. I don't want people to say that I roasted my god in fire. So I don't want him to throw it in there too. So I sent him away from here. I just wanted to burn the other guys. But I'm just like, how do we know how do we know that Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to him? The Siv bowed in at that time. Malchus and Nebuchadnezzar, and that's all, before he fell in his face with Daniel, so he bowed down to Daniel. So Daniel was considered a god by Nebuchadnezzar, and in order not to be accused of burning his god, of roasting him, so he burning him at the stake, so he sent him away. This is what Hashem said to Achav ben Kuya, Belzik Yo ben Maasiya. You are lying, you know, you are prophesying falsely in my name. Right? Take a curse from the Chogos Judah to all the people of the exile of Judah, Asher Bavo, who were then resident in Bavo, with their exiles in Bavo. Leimor saying, Yisim Hashem Kitzikyo Ucha Achav, Hashem will make you like Tzikyo and Achav, Asher Kolein Melech Bavo Be'esh, Hashem, that the Melech Bavo, the king of Bavo, roasted them in fire. Asher Asaf Amlonam, it doesn't say that he simply burned them, because as we'll see, the Nebuchadnezzar burned Tzikyo and Achav. It doesn't say simply that he burned them, Halashia Kalem, that he roasted them, he burnt them to a crisp. He made them like roasted parched corn. Why? Yanasha also Nevola be Israel, because they did an abomination Israel. By enough was Nasheraim. And they committed adultery with their friends' wives. What did they do? They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Who is they? This is Sikiyahu, then Masir and Achav. Achav Amalar Koma Hashem, so said the Lord, Hashmiel Sikiyahu. He said, listen, God said that you should submit yourself, in other words, have Bia, you, Dvadar, look at that, sir, with Sikiyahu, my buddy over here. With Sikiyahu Amalar Koma Hashem, so said the Lord, Hashmiel Achav. It's a new tact when it comes to seduction. Right? He says, I'm saying in the name of the Lord that you're supposed to have Bia with this guy.
So each one. Catholic
priest. Right. So they each said it about the other one, right? Uzlav Amalavo, she went and she told her father that this is what Achav and Sikiyahu are claiming in the name of the Lord. Amalav, Alahayim Shalelu Shonei Zimahu. I don't get it. Their God doesn't like, you know, by us the Avodah Zarah, you know, they even said the Gemara had that the only reason the Jews followed Avodah Zarah, they never really believed in the Avodah Zarah. They believed that the idol could do something. They followed it because the rules there were, they're very promiscuous rules when it comes to adultery. So he also says, I know, you know, their God isn't like us. He doesn't like adultery. He also will go, I'll tell you what, when they come to you, when these two guys come back claiming that God sent them to deal with you, Shimon Gavai, send them over to me. Send them my way. Have them come down to my office. We'll make an appointment here. He also will go over when they came to us. Shimon Gavai, they sent to the father. Amalu told them, Man Amalachun, who told you this business about you're just supposed to deal with my daughter? Amalu, Akadosh Baruch Hu, God said it. That's interesting. Chananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, these three great Nevi'im, Chananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Shaltino, I asked them, and they said it's also. That's very strange that God would tell you directly that it's Mutzer when I asked his Nevi'im, his own prophets, and they said it's also. Amulei, Ananami Nevi'ah Tavasayu, right? We're also, we're also prophets. With the Jew, Lomru. To them, God didn't tell us. Lomru. With the Don, God told us. I gotta check you out. Okay. I need to check you out. I'm gonna check you out the way I checked out Hanani Mishael Azariah, who, as we know, walked out of the burning furnace unsinged, unscathed. Amulei, they told him, even Flusser, that's different. There were three of them. Ban and Shrei, we're only two. In other words, three is a schus. More tzaddikim, the more tzaddikim, they have a bigger schus. We're only two. Amalei, okay, no problem. Pick anybody you want. You want a third one? You know, for his, for the schus of the, pick anybody you want. Amru, Yeshua Kohen Gadol. We'll take Yeshua Kohen Gadol. They figured Sabra, they figured to themselves, Lazy Yeshua, the Nafis will say he's like the biggest Sadik among the Jews. Umagana Olam, and he'll protect us. That's what they figured. Achsuyu, they brought Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Shadinu, and they, Shadinu, and they threw all three of them into the fire. Inu, Iklu, they, who's they? Meaning, Tzidkio and Achav were roasted. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Ichrichu Manei. His garment was singed. He wasn't hurt. Came away unhurt, but he got a little damage to his garment. We'll see why in a minute. Shem Rayayin, yes, Yeshua Kohen Gadol, they showed me Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Omer Bethnei Melech Hashem, Iksiv, Hayom Hashem Al Satan, Hidah B'cha Hashem, Hidah Hashem B'cha Al Satan, right? Like arrow in your eyes, you know. Haloza Ud Mutzal Meyesh, famous Pasuk we quote, right? Omerlei, Yadana, that Sadiqa At, I know that you're a Tzadik. Elamaita Mahana V'chba Forta. So he said to him like this, I know, Nebuchadnezzar said to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, I know you're a Tzadik, but why did the fire help a little bit? You know, by Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, they came away totally unhurt, undamaged. Nothing happened. Not a thread on their clothing was hurt. And you, your garment was singed. Says, why did the fire help a little bit against you? Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, Lohan, and Barclaw. The fire didn't touch them at all. So again, this idea of explaining to 2 to 3 or 3 to 1, this is just an excuse. It's not really what he meant. It's not the real reason. But he said, well, there were 3 tzaddikim and there were 3. I'm only one. Avram also walked through the Kivshan Eish, right? He was by himself and he wasn't damaged. Avram was alone. In other words, not only am I one, because I was the only tzaddik there, and so you compare me to Avram, wasn't hurt at all, but I was worse than one. In other words, Chanayim shows I was 3 tzaddikim, so you can't compare one. I'm only one. Oh, you're one? Well, Avram was also one. Yeah, but Avram had no bad guys with him. I had 2 bad guys with me. That way or worse. There was no, you know, permission hadn't been given to the flame by Avram to do any damage at all. But here I had the 2 Risham, Achav and Tzidkiyah with me. And the fire had permission, so to speak, to begin and to do damage. So once it did damage, it singed my clothing a little bit also. That's how people say, Trey Udi Yavishay, if you have 2, you know, like logs, biddles they call them, 2 logs of that are dry, the chad retiva and one that's wet, oakden yavishla retiva. The dry ones, and if you have a wet log, the wet log won't burn, right? It's hard to get it going. But if you have 2 dry ones, the 2 dry ones will start, and once the fire's going, it eventually it'll dry up and then burn the wet one as well. So that's what happened over here also, because then there's the 2 ones that burned, the Tzidkio and Achav, who burned, you know, once they got going, they burned the one that wouldn't normally burn, meaning Yeshua Kohen Gadol, he got a little bit burned also. So that's all as fine as an excuse, but my time he asked, but why Taka was he punished? Why was his clothing burned? Amar Papa, Shahayu Banav Nosin Nashim Shein Agurus Kohuni. Yeshua Kohen Gadol allowed his sons to marry people who were not proper for Kohuna. V'lo Michven, he didn't say anything. In other words, truth is, once they marry, they don't need his consent, right? Once a boy is bar mitzvah, he can marry whoever he wants. But his sons did marry somebody. He should have at least said something. He should have protested, and he did not. Shneur about Yeshua, your lovish begotten and so on. Yeshua was wearing dirty clothing. Chidakos Yeshua, a little bush begotten and so on. We learned yesterday that you should never, you know, submit on your clothing. In other words, you should always go with your covet. A rabbi, a chashuv, a person should dress honorably. So how could it be that Yeshua Kohen Gadol was dressed in dirty clothing? It doesn't make any sense. That doesn't mean literally dirty clothing. It means he had dirty clothing in the family, like we say. You know, there's any dirty clothing, dirty laundry, it means dirty laundry. Right. He had dirty laundry in public. Right. That's what he did. Dirty laundry because he allowed his sons to get married to people who weren't proper for Kuna, and he said nothing. I'm not time from those Bar Kapor but Sipor. The Bar Kapor Darshan in the town of Sipor. Might have said, we're going to have this week in Mitzvah, so I'm going to read Ruth. Sheish HaSorah Ma'ila Nassim Li. Who said that Ibsa and Boaz had given her 6 barleys. Now, Ma'ish says, what does it mean 6 barleys? Elam says, Ramamish, if it means literally 6 grains of barley, 6 little kernels, if Yidak Shabbat is leaking Matana Shei Son, would he give something that little? It's very strange. Otherwise, what does it mean? Al Shei Son, right? It must be 6 saw. Rashi says, because Kavan Alugan, like a little Maisi, Begora, Mida, Pusim saw. In other words, it's either 6 kernels or it means 6 saw. Is that the Chidak Shalito Shei Son? A woman couldn't carry that much. So what does it mean that he gave me 6 kernels? Ella Remez Ramazwa. He gave her a hint, of course, you know, as we know the story, that he was going to eventually marry her. Ella Remez Ramazwa, he gave her a hint, that she will eventually have 6 children, 6 descendants. It doesn't mean literally her sons. Even David wasn't her son, but it was a descendant. That she was going to have 6 descendants. Shemizbach Meshesh Shesh Bracha. So each one of these 6 sons, 6 grandchildren of descendants will be blessed with 6 brachas. Anyway, who are they? Now we of course know, we all know, who is the most famous descendant of Rus? David HaMelech, right? So the first one is David. Anyway, who are the 6? David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. That's this opinion, that the 6 kernels represent 6 descendants that she will have, who will each be blessed with 6 brachas. David of Siv. How do we know that David had the 6 brachas? It's Vayanach HaMenarim. One of the Na'arim, we'll see this was Doeg, said, Vayomer, he never Isi Ben Yishai. I've seen Yishai's got a boy there, some kid. Ben Yishai, Beis Halachmi, you know, from Yishai, from the Bethlehemite. Yodei Nagin, he knows how to sing. He joined the choir, right? The Gibor Chayil, he's a warrior. Gibor Vish Mohammed. Gibor Chayil, we'll see why the Lashon Dover Lashon of Gibor Chayil, Vish Mohammed doesn't mean literally in war, although he was that too. The Gibor Chayil, he was strong and a man of war, Venavon Dover, and understood things, and he's a good looking guy, Hashem, and God is with him. Those are 6 attributes, and if you count them, Yodei Nagin, Gibor Chayil, Vish Mohammed, Venavon Dover, Ish Torah, Hashem, and God is with him. Amru Yidam Rab, Kala Posek, Kazel, Lo Amru Doeg. Pardon?
It doesn't say he was a Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. Left that out. Because it was, right. So Kala Posek, but it refers to the Rosh Hashiva, as you'll see in a minute. Kala Posek, Lo Amru Doeg, Doeg only said El Belashin Hara. He said it, Moshe Rab, meaning he said it to arouse envy in Shaul. In other words, he said it like, look at this guy. Look, this guy's got everything, man. You don't know what this guy's got. You've never seen anything like it. Yodei Nagin Sheyodei Lishol. He knows how to ask Shilas. Gibor Sheyodei Elohash. He knows how to answer Shilas. Ish Bechama Sheyodei Lishin Vilitin B'macham Toshotor. He knows how to hold a Shakra Vataria. How to be Mefalpel in Talmud. Ish Torah Shemar Aponim Ba'alocha. Right? He knows how to give reasons for his Sforas. V'nachad Ovar Shemeivin Dover Metokot Ovar. He understands one thing from another. He can really learn Torah. He is the Rosh Hashiva. Vashem imo, and Hashem is with him, Shalokha Kamosa Bachal Makam. That Allah is always like him. In other words, it's not enough to be able to learn. You've got to have a little mazel also that your things go your way. And Hashem always passed him, the Halach is always like him. But Kulu Amalu, in all these things, Shaul said, Yonasan Bidi Kamal. Well, the first 5 things, Yonasan might be also, he knows how to ask questions, learn Torah, Darshan, etc. Kim Domar, Vashem imo, that Hashem is with him, he knows like him, Milson, the Bidei Nami Lavik. Shaul didn't even have that. Shaul didn't even have that. Right? So Chos Daite, he was weakened, the Ikni Bay, and he was very jealous of David. The Bishol Ksiv of Cholesh Yifne Yashia, wherever he turned, things went bad for him. That just wasn't mazel dick. He just, whatever he lifted up, you know, whatever he tried to do, no mazel. With David Ksiv, this is not really a pasuk, because it's a Cholesh Yifne Yatzliach. Doesn't mean that, it's just like the opposite. By Shaul, it says Cholesh Yifne Yashia, whatever he turned to went bad. By David, everything he turned to, you know, everything he picked up turned to gold. That's not really, it says ksiv, but it's not really a pasuk he says on the side. Rashi brings another pasuk in Yerech Yeruni, Yismachu, things like that. There's other, but it hints at the idea of Rashi, and the side also brings another pasuk called Ruch of Maskil. Other pasuk shows you that David was Matzliach. Here, when he says ksiv, he doesn't really mean the pasuk. It just means to say that he was the opposite of Shaul. Where Shaul was unsuccessful, David was successful. You know the Doeg Havik? How do we know it was David who said this? Because we said this, Vayad Echad Me'ananarim, one of the people said this, and he came and he reported this to Shaul, and then the Gemara explained that all this thing was said only for Lashon Hara to try to arouse envy in Shaul, and it was said by Doeg. How do we know that it was Doeg? You know the Doeg Havik, Sivach Vayad Echad Me'ananarim, one of the youths answered, Me'yuchad Shemit, Echad Me'ananarim means he's singular among the Narim, he's special. Sivachim V'shem Yishmei, Avishol, there's a man from the servants of Shaul, Biyomahu, Ne'atzar Lefnei Hashem, was sequestered before Hashem, Ushmo Doeg. His name was Dorit Adomi, Avir HaRoim, the best, the chief of all the shepherds, Asher L'shol. So you see that the chief and one of the best ones among the Avadim, he's called Doeg. That's probably the same as Vayan Echad Me'arim, the singular among the Ne'arim. So it was Doeg who reported all this. So he said that Ruth had six descendants, each of which was going to have six brachas. So the first one was David that we just described, Mashiach. The second one was Mashiach Yosef, V'Nachal of Ruch Hashem.
It's strange to know that the attributes that we talked about, Gibor Chayil, for example, David and Shol, that was real Gibor Chayil, because they were fighting. I mean, it meant literally, right?
No. He says it doesn't mean literally. It was all said about learning. It wasn't meant literally at all, even though he was.
But he was.
But that didn't distinguish him. There were many strong guys. You know, Yoav was also very strong.
But he spent his time doing it.
No, but he wasn't distinguished in that. The key is, he wasn't distinguished. There's many guys who are good, and it happens to be they're good in that too. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't distinguished. Other people were also distinguished. He wasn't the greatest warrior in the world. You know, he wasn't, Hercules or somebody, you know. But in Torah, he was. That's what he means over here.
No.
That's part of the rules there, you know. Everybody went to war. Okay, he was in the Hezra Yeshiva, you know. They fought, and he was held accountable for it also. Or not accountable, he wasn't allowed to build base mikdash because of it. But that's just how it is. But the fact is that didn't distinguish him. What he was distinguished was, you know, that's the chiddush. You could say, despite the fact that he was a great warrior, he still was the greatest Talmid Chacham. In that sense, he was distinguished. So what about the Mashiach? The Mashiach said, "V'nocha lov ruach Hashem." You got the Spirit of God. What are the spirits? Ruach, count them. Chochma, bina, that's two. Ruach eitzot bura, counsel, strength. Ruach das v'yiras Hashem, that's six. Das and yiras Hashem, five and six. Iksiv v'aricho v'yiras Hashem. He was clothed, or he was made, or he was laden, as we'll see, meaning he was given these powers. What is that? Omar of Alexandri Malam Shatina mitzvos be certain to a chayim Voshna Haricho, that he was loaded with like a mill that you put stuff in, you load it up and you grind. He was loaded with mitzvos and with troubles. Rav Omar Demorech Vadon, he was able to smell and know for sure who was guilty, who was innocent. He was the Demorech mean for Haricho. The Sivis is Vlo Lamarein of Mishpat, beginning in Yeshai, it says, Vlo Lamarein of Yishpat. He will not judge by his eyes, you know, just where his eyes lead him, right? V'lo l'mishma oznav, right? Rashi says, brings down the rest of the pasuk. V'lo l'mishma oznav yachiyach, and he will not scold just by what he hears, but he doesn't say by his nose, right? And then it goes on to say, v'shafa pesedek dalam, he will judge the poor righteously. So you see the Havdidi judgment, if it wasn't by his sight, and it wasn't by his ears, then it was by his nose. He had the ability to smell somebody and know if they were guilty or innocent. V'shavah b'tzadik dalam, he will judge the lowly, the righteous, and rachiyach b'mishor, and scold in a straight manner along the arets to the modest of the land. Like Kuziva Malk, now once he mentioned Mashiach, he happens to tell you the story of Bar Kokhba, Bar Kuziva, Rabbi Akiva called him Bar Kokhba because Darach Kochav Miyakov, so he's called the Bar Kokhba, but his name was Bar Kuziva. Malach Tarkin Sharon Apalga. He reigned for 2.5 years. Amalei Rabbanan, Ana Mashiach, I am the Messiah. Amalei the Mashiach says the Morach Vadon. The Mashiach says that he's able to smell people out, knows innocent who is not. Next thing now, let's see Imorach Vadon. If you're able to smell people out and tell if they're innocent or not. Kim the Chazyu, the Lo Morach Vadon, once he saw that he wasn't able to do it, Katlu, they killed him. Once the rabbi saw that he wasn't, you know, the coin that Mashiach was supposed to be able to have this quality, he wasn't able to do it, and therefore they killed him. Daniel Chananya Mishol Vazaria, so we mentioned so far two of the six descendants of Rus, David and Mashiach. Now we have four more. Daniel Chananya Mishol Vazaria, it says by all of them, Asher Ein Bohem Kol Maus. There is nothing disgusting. Kol Mum, rather. It looks like Maus in my Gemara. It's called Mum. Mum, nothing. Meaning, really means a Mum. Right? They have nothing wrong with them. Mum or Mum. They have no blemish among them. No blemishes, right? You see, in Rashi, the Gersa says Asher Ein Bohem Kol Mum. Without the Aleph. Mum means anything. Mum means blemish. Let's say it means blemish, like Rashi says, but tove mar, they're good looking. Pardon?
Mu'um is like, also like nothing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Mu'um means nothing in them, meaning no, there is no blemish among them. Rashi's gear says that it actually says mum, the word blemish. But tove mar, the good looking maskilim, choch machma, and they're wise in all wisdom, biodea das, and they have understanding, or mavine meida, they know amada, they know science. Vashar koch vam, lamod behechel amelch, lam sefer, Lushan Kasim. This last thing is the sixth thing. So it was they have the strength, Lama Bechel, to stand in the Hechel of the king and to teach Sefer Lushan Kasim. Mayasha Abraham called Mum. And here you notice he said, here he is in the Gemara, says it was Mum. They have no blemish there. Omrav Kama Barakanina Afilu Kribda the Kusila Lo Havavu. There was no scab from letting blood. In other words, they didn't have that. They were so healthy that they didn't need to let blood. When you let blood, the blood would cause a scab. They didn't even have that. What do you mean they had the strength to stand on the level? They forced themselves not to have any levity, because levity or sikha conversation would lower their value in the at the royalty. In other words, when you make a fool of yourself by making jokes and talking too much at the king's palace, their esteem would be lowered in the eyes of the king. When Hashem, they also held back themselves from sleep. In other words, they try to be present in front of the king as much as possible. They held themselves back when they had to go to the bathroom. Right, the Amos Malchus, because out of fear of the king, they control themselves in all these manners. Schok, Sicha, Shena, even going to the bathroom. Bayu, Bahem, Bibne Yehuda. Pasuk goes on to say, Bayu, right, in the side of my Gomara, I had written down, Bayihi, this is the actual Pasuk, Bayihi, Bahem, Bibne Yehuda, there was among them from the sons of Yehuda, meaning from the Jews, Daniel, Chananya, Mishael, Vazaria. Right? These four, so which completes the six, right, of the descendants of Ruth, they were from Bnei Yehuda. Amar Rav Elazar, kum Bnei Yehudaim, because it says they were from Bnei Yehuda. They were Bnei Yehuda. So it's a team here in Israel, right? Bnei Yehuda, right? So they were from Bnei Yehuda. They were all four from Bnei Yehuda, which makes sense. Why? Because they came from the same family of Ruth, who were, you know, from David. They were Judeans. They were from Yehuda, and they all came from that same family. Okay, that's what Rav Elazar says. Kum Bnei Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Omer Daniel from Yehuda. Only Daniel is from Yehuda. Hanani Mishael Vazaria Mishael Shvatim. And as it says, Yehuda means from the whole Jewish family. It doesn't mean, thus we, now if you say that Hanani Mishael Vazaria were from Shar Shvatim, then it doesn't make sense to say that they were from the six that were from Ruth's descendants, because Ruth's descendants were all in Yehuda, right? So therefore, if you say that Hanani Mishael Vazaria were from Shar Shvatim, like Shmuel bar Nachmani says, he won't hold to that prior drasha that Ruth was being hinted at, that she will have six descendants, about who had these six brachas. Rimenach asher yetsu mimcha asher tolid, from your children that you will have birth. This was said to Chizkiyo. Rashi brings down, right, Rimenach asher yetsu Rashi, and the last Rashi on the right side, the Chizkiyo Melech Yudik Siv, from the sons that you will have, asher tolid, that you will give birth to, yikhu, they will be taken, meaning the Nebuchadnezzar will take them into captivity. They will be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Melech Bavel, in the Babylonian king's palace. Maisrisim, what do we mean by eunuchs? Rabba Maisrisim Amish, literally they were eunuchs. Rav Chanina Amar, Shinastarsa Vodazor B'Yameyim. It means that their Vodazora was castrated in their time. Not that they were literally eunuchs. So Bishlam Amar, Shinastarsa Vodazor, if you say that, it means that the Vodazora, you know, was castrated, meaning it was debunked in their time. Hainder Siv, V'chavalo isi b'hom, and there was no damage done to them, right, about their descendants. So you see about Mishael, Hanani Mishael Vazaria. Alaman the Masri Samamish, if you say they were eunuchs, literally, that they were castrated, Mai v'chavalo isi b'hom, right? What do you mean there was no damage done to them? They were castrated. That's damage. Tell somebody that you can be castrated, that's not considered being damaged. That's being damaged. That's being wounded. The answer is chavlan anura. It means this. It doesn't mean that they weren't physically injured. It means that the damage of the fire, that didn't happen to them. Ivik sivareach nor lo adas bahen. You can't say it means the fire, because right afterwards the pasuk says, and there was no smell of fire on them. So you can't say v'chaval means to fire, because it says afterwards that there was no smell of fire. And it says lo chavlo v'recha. Both refer to the fire. It means there was no damage from the fire, and there was not even a smell of fire. As we all know, if you hang around this country, you know, every time there's a fire, your clothes get all smelly, right? So it means that there was no damage by the fire, and they didn't even have the smell of fire. V'lo recha. If it means that Avodah Zorah was debunked in their time, the famous pasuk we say in Yeshaya and every Tainus Sibur, right, on the Haftorah and Mincha. So said God to the eunuchs who keep my Torah and keep my Shabbos and my mitzvahs. Right? So I understand if it means what? If it means that simply that the Srisim meaning that Tzadikim, who they effectively castrated the Avodah Zorah, Lamanda Masrisim Amish, if it means literally that these Tzadikim, who were physically castrated, Mishtari Krab Ganusa, why would the Pasuk talk about their Ganai? Say, so Hashem said to the Tzadikim. Why would he say, so Hashem said to the eunuchs, you have to mention it out in public that they've been castrated? The answer is the one who says, right, that it means Sarisim Amish means that there were both kinds of Sadiq. There were both kinds of Sarisim. There were Sarisim that were castrated, and there were Sarisim who were they were called Sarisim because of Tzadikim who Hashem castrated Avodah Zorah in their days. So the answer is that the question was, if you say, I understand why you said cosmos sarisim. But among them was sarisim amish, where the Hashem talked about them. The answer is no. There were, the one who says there were sarisim, there were sarisim amish, right? There were sarisim amish. However, over here, when the Pasuk speaks about, so he's talking about the tzaddikim. The Pasuk really says, Hashem tells the sarisim, don't worry, you know. If you keep my sins, don't worry, I'm going to give you Yad Vashem, it will be better than children. So if you say that literally they were Sarisim, that means they couldn't have children. So I understand, it was basically Chassan Yad Vashem, Tobin Banam Banam, it says better than children. Don't worry, you can't have children that you're castrated because you have something better than children. Elamandomer Nistar Savarab Zarmayim, but if you say that it refers to that Abozar was removed in their times, my Tobin Banam Banam, what do you have to talk about Tobin Banam Banam? They had children. Why is anything better? What do you mean, Toby Bonham's like you have to say, I'm going to give you something better than kids? They had kids. What was wrong? My Toby Bonham's, Achal Muslim Truths. And you can't give an answer, how about if say both of them say that? And if you say that the one who says, before we said that the man who says it, as of Azarim Mesbayim, it's good, but the man who says, Sri Samamish, so is it talking about you're talking about the Gnus of the Tzaddikim? The answer is, even though it says Sri Samamish, means that there are both. Now we said the one who says Sri Samam shows the both, but the one who holds in the Stars of Adam Zeremayim, it must be only in the Stars of Adam Zeremayim, because if they hold the Stars of Adam Zeremayim and there was Sri Samam, then there's no machlokas. They both held, both sheets held, that there were both kinds of Sri Samam, both literal Sri Samam and the Stars of Adam Zeremayim. So the one who holds in the Stars of Adam Zeremayim must not hold that there were literal eunuchs there. If there are no literally eunuchs, so what does it mean to Banmas? I'm not my Yitzhak, me Banam Shayim Kfar Mesu. Means this. They were tzaddikim. But it happened to be that the tzaddikim had all lived, they had all had children, and the children all died. So he's telling him, you tzaddikim, who you castrated Avodah Zarah, unfortunately your children are gone, but we're going to have better children. We're going to leave you Yad Vashem better than children. Surely that's not the push-up shot in the pasuk. My shame olam etan lo asher lo yikoros, I'll give you a name forever that will never be cut off. Same thing that we had for Bakhtar Dajim Sipor. Zes Sefer Daniel Shnekra al Shmo. It was called, I'm going to give you the Sefer Daniel that was written in his name. So, in other words, Rashi says, Etain Lo on the left side, Lehem Lo Nemar, Elo Lo Lechem Mehem. What does it mean, Etain Lo? We're talking about Mishal Chanan Yavazaria. So, Chanan Yavazaria, why only does it say Etain Lo? Lechem Mehem. Behind you, Sefer Daniel Shnekra al Shmo. Behashta Kaparach. So we're going to talk about Daniel a little bit about the Sefer. But the question is, what does it mean Hashem Etan Lo? He's only giving one of them. The answer is he gave them the Sefer of Daniel, because Daniel was a friend of Hanani Mishael Vazaria. So it says Hashem Olam Etan Lo. And because we talk about those four children, the fourth ones you're going to have in Yehuda, that they're going to be Yehuda, and they're going to be Sarisim. Now the Pasuk had mentioned, and that referred to all of them. Daniel Hanan Yomishal Ve'Azariah. So now he says, Shem Elom Etelo, only one of them. What do you mean only one of them? What does only one of them get, the other ones will get? The answer is, Daniel has a sefer on his name, the other ones didn't have that. Now once we talk about the sefer of Daniel and Ezra, Rashi says here also, Rov Dvarim Shebesefer Ezra Nehemiah Amram, right? Most of the things said in the Sefer Ezra, Nehemiah actually said them. So once you talk about the Sefer Ezra, why was, since Nehemiah was the author, why wasn't it called Ezra? Why was it called Nehemiah? Michti Komili, or means most of the things in the Sefer Ezra, Nehemiah Chachai Amirnu, Nehemiah Chachai Tamalo Ikri Sefer Alshme, why wasn't it called by that name? The Sefer Ezra was written by Nehemiah. We have the Sefer of Daniel, right? So he said Daniel would mention his name, but most of the things said in Ezra were written by Nehemiah or said by Nehemiah. So why wasn't it called Sefer Nehemiah, right? So Amrav Yirmiyah Ba'ab Meshichzik Tov Alatzma, because he wanted merit for himself. He took pride in the book. So it wasn't nice that he wanted pride. He says, you know, like people say, I want it written my name. I want my name on the cover. Shem Rezakli Elokai Latov, remember me for good, God. Remember me in the Ratzon of your nation. And so David Rachman Kabar, David was beseeching God for mercy. He says, please remember me. You know, I got a lot of problems, but please remember me. Whereas Nehemiah was saying, you know, I wrote this stuff. This is my stuff. Please put my name on the cover. He was like taking pride. The reason he didn't get the schus of having the sefer written in his name, right, that the sefer Ezra was not called Nehemiah, right, was because he told bad about those who came before him. He said bad things about his predecessors. Shenema ba'apochos ha'rishonim asher lefonai. The earlier government was before me. Yichbidu la'am. They caused all kinds of sorrows. They gave him taxes. Ve'ikum and melechem yayin echad kesef shgolim arboim. They took bread and wine and 40 shekels for each guy. In other words, he spoke badly of the guy who preceded him and said, look, he took all kinds of taxes. Bachal Daniel shgolim mimenu. Even on Daniel, and Nehemiah had this problem, even though Nehemiah was a great man and he basically wrote Sefer Ezra, but he didn't get the schus that the Sefer Ezra would be written in his name. Because of these problems, either because he was machzik tov for himself, or because he spoke bad about earlier ones that preceded him. Rachel Daniel, even on Daniel Shigalabimenu, that was greater than Nehemiah. Also, Sefer, he spoke about him also. Now, how do we know that he was greater? How do we know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? The Sefer, Isiani Daniel, I saw the Vilavadi Esamara. I saw this vision. They didn't see it. All right. So I Daniel, the pasuk says in Daniel, I Daniel saw this vision. The people with me didn't see it. But a great trembling, a great tremble fell upon them. And they ran away in hiding. And they didn't see that Mara. Who are those people? Probably takes out the U in the So they were there with me, and they didn't see me, and they didn't see it. So you see that Daniel, right, was greater than them. Inu, he says, Inu adif minei, they were greater than Via adif minei, and he was better than them. Inu adif minei, Inu neviyah, Chagizah ha-marachli were neviyim. Viyu lo navi, Daniel was not a navi. Viyu adif minav, they were greater than him. Viyu chaza, he saw that vision. Viyu lo chaza, they didn't see. V'chimiyach lo chaza, they didn't see my time of Ibus, why were they afraid? Even though they couldn't see it, right? Even though they couldn't see anything, literally, their mazel, so to speak, their spirit saw it, and they were afraid. You know, they feared. So what do you see over here? The Rashi explains the last Rashi, and I'm in basic things like this. So you see that Daniel was greater than Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Umirashkin Daniel havi choshev fei mechagizar Malachi, davenim who were neviim. Right? Shma mina, the Gadol havi Nechemim and Chachai, so he must have been also greater than Nechemim and Chachaya. The Lahavi Navi wasn't even a Navi. Vafi Lahachi, Sefer Olav. In other words, Daniel was greater than Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who were neviim. And he was still greater than them, obviously, because he saw and they didn't see. Nehemiah came much later on, wasn't even a Navi. So obviously, if Daniel was greater than Nevi'im, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and Nehemiah came later and he wasn't even a Navi, so clearly, Daniel was greater than Nehemiah, Vafi, Malachi, Sefer Olav, it's still Nehemiah complained.
It's not that logical.
Why?
Because Daniel wasn't a Navi.
And he was greater than them. Yeah, but Nehemiah came much later. Nehemiah came much later, so he was lesser.
Nothing to do with the fact.
They're both things. Both things together. He was greater than Chagas Chamelachi. Daniel was, and Nehemiah was, and they were Nevi'im, and he was still greater than them. Nehemiah came much later on and wasn't even a Navi. So on those two counts, that he came later and he wasn't a Navi, he was probably lower than Chagas Chamelachi, and therefore he was lower than Daniel. So you have. A is greater than B, and B is probably greater than C, because Chagas Zachariah went off him, and he wasn't a Navi, and he came much later. They didn't take him out of the shame of the early ones. Daniel came to claim the goals. So because he came much later, and he wasn't even a Navi, he was much lower than Daniel, and that Nehemiah said bad things about him. Because of that, Nehemiah lost the title to the Sefer Ezra and was called by the name Ezra and not Nehemiah. Even though we have Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, we have another Sefer in Nehemiah's name. But Ezra, he should have been Zohar, let's say, to the whole, make it one big Sefer, have two Sfarim. He wasn't Zohar to that because of these reasons. All right, we'll pick it up here tomorrow also, Mishnah at 5:20. Yeah, eventually. Well, he's got to be tested properly, right? Got to be tested. You know, it's like they say, when he's here, we'll know. You know, one way or another, we'll know. All the other ones, right? You'll get a mess. You'll get an SMS.
Poster, right?
Yeah.